Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by Senator Romine and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From Galatians we read, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men." Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that we have had men and women as Martin Luther King Jr. who were willing to say what needed to be said and to speak our heart that better relationships between people should be and can be better. Help us this week and every week to do the good that we can find ways to express our concerns and kindness that we might be instruments of your holy will. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, sixth day, Thursday, January 11th, 2018.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To speak on a point of personal privilege, Mr. President.
Senator Buchanan has been recognized to speak on a point of personal privilege. Senator, you may proceed.
Mr. President, I would like to yield to the floor leader for just a moment who has an important announcement that must be made.
Senator, you can't yield the floor. You may
maintain
the floor.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. In that case, I'll proceed. Mr. President, the governor left me a voice message at 8:55 yesterday evening, but I just saw it this morning. This is what it said. Good evening, Senator. I hope you're doing well. This is Eric Greitens. I was just going to catch up with you individually. Feel free to give me a call back here.
Two senators standing. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
I'm sorry to interrupt the senator from Buchanan. For the benefit of the body, Daniel Verga from Vice Nightly News is being granted permission to video and photo in the Senate chambers today.
Thank you, Senator from Cole. Senator from Buchanan, you may start from the beginning if you like.
I'll just start from the voice message that I got from the governor. Good evening, Senator. Hope you're doing well. This is Eric Greitens. I was just going to catch up with you individually. Feel free to give me a call back here. I'm at this number, and I look forward to talking with you. Take care. I'm going to respond to the governor now. I hope he's listening. Governor, when you ran for office, you promised that you would be a governor known for ethics and transparency. In fact, you said that the most important thing is transparency around the money. Instead, you have defined yourself through scandal and covering up your use of the Mission Continues donor list, covering up the dollar amounts your inaugural donors gave, covering up your tax returns, covering up your texting, covering up the donors to A New Missouri, and now it seems using the public resource of your own chief legal counsel, Lucinda Lutkemeyer, to try and cover up allegations of sexual blackmail and assault. This is supposed to be the show me state, not the state where the governor covers things up. You have brought to our state a cloud of secrecy and dark money that destroys trust and reeks of corruption. I said last week that my opinion of you had not changed, but my opinion of you has been confirmed. It is now obvious that lack of transparency is a theme that permeates your public and private life. You've used the Confide app to defeat Missouri's Sunshine Law, hiding from the people of Missouri records required by law to be made public. You've refused to disclose the donors to your dark money nonprofit, hiding from the people of Missouri how much you took from Express Scripts before you gave them a no-bid contract. You've refused to disclose how much you took from Centene before you put moms and kids in the outstate Missouri on managed care. And now you have used the resources of your office, staff time paid for with taxpayer dollars, to try and hide from the people of Missouri these most recent allegations. The people find themselves asking, have you now gone so far as to break the same law that put Bill Webster in prison? From what's been reported, it's clear that a massive effort is being made to spin what happened and make it seem legal. But the people of Missouri will not be easily convinced. The scandal has already affected our ability to govern as the legislature. The House has set aside its effort to pass meaningful ethics reform because of this dark cloud. Your State of the State speech was totally derailed, and you yourself have postponed the rollout of your tax reform proposal. It was going to be hard enough to govern with the allegations of blackmail and assault, but now that it has been revealed that Lucinda Lutkemeyer, your chief counsel, tried to cover up the story, you have made governing impossible. Her salary is paid by the taxpayers, and no matter how you spin it, you cannot escape the stench of cover-up. The most important thing is that the people of Missouri must be able to have confidence in their government. But given everything that's happened, they might forgive, but they won't forget. So, Governor, I'm asking you, please resign. Thank you, Mr. President.
The Senate has a motion affirmed. The Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, same being approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guest. Introduction, Senator from Butler. What purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduce a very special guest.
Please proceed.
Thank you. We have Ms. Allison Maurer. She's our new intern for this year from Missouri University. She's a junior this year. She's from Kennett, Missouri, down in my district. Also, her grandfather is a good friend of mine. His name's Mike. And so we're so glad to have Allison here with us this year and looking forward to some great things.
All right. Let's please welcome the guests from the Senator from Butler to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, we're joined by Luke Miller, who's a student up at Missouri University of Missouri. He is also interning in my office a couple of days a week this session. I'd ask that he'd also be welcomed here, and if he can be of help for members in my office.
Would the guests of the Senate from Green please rise, and would the members of the Senate please make them welcome.
Thank you.
Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Introduction of a special guest.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Actually, I believe she's listening back home, but today is the first year my daughter turns 3 today, and today is the first year I actually had to be here in Jefferson City. It usually follows on the holiday we had yesterday, and I just wanted to take a second and wish her a happy 3rd birthday and see if we can get it printed in the journal for me. Thank you.
Let's please wish the senator from the 11th daughter happy birthday from the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I also need to introduce my lovely wife, who's in the upper gallery, to your right, my left, Elaine from Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Good move on your part, Senator. Let's please welcome the spouse of the senator from Butler to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of very special guest.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Back behind me in the upper gallery, I have Alex Hahn, who is job shadowing me from the University of Central Missouri. And I also have Ian Zernowski, from my new intern from MU. I ask the body please make them feel welcome.
Guests, please rise from the Senator from Johnson with the Senate chamber. Please make them welcome. Introduction of guest. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Hearing none. Concurrent resolutions. A senator from Barton. What purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have 2 concurrent resolutions.
Please send your concurrent resolutions forward.
No explanation necessary. I would ask that they not be read but be printed in the journal.
Your resolutions will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Andrew.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
I would ask that no explanation necessary. It deals with, but I'll give a little bit of an explanation. Deals with asking that the month of November be designated Diabetes Awareness Month. And with that, I would ask that it be printed in the journal.
Your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Introductions of bills. Senator from Jefferson, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanations needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 908, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to insurance guarantee associations.
Introduction of bill. Senator from Green, what purpose you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill as well.
Please send your bill forward.
At this time.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 909, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to fiduciary access to digital assets.
Senator from Green, do you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. The body will recall that last year we passed a bill, and this is the same language. It deals with essentially putting a payable on death type of tech tool on social media accounts. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary, also.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 910, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the Blind Pension Fund.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 911, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to immunity from liability for the transmission of animal pathogens on fairgrounds.
Senator from Lewis, do you care to explain that bill?
Mr. President, you know, that was a very important bill. Of course, the bill before that was dealt with vision, and I wondered about yours maybe, but that one actually, we've had some instances, and I know Iowa passed this bill that I just sent forward. It's protect county and state, or local and state fairgrounds. And I thought you might be of interest.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Introduction of, oh, I'm sorry, Senator from Boone, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, you are once again doing a phenomenal job. I have two bills to file this fine day. No explanation is necessary for either one of them.
I understand you correctly. Two bills, is that right, Senator? Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 912, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to tuition at public higher education institutions.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 913, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to the duties of the Children's Division.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 28th.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have four bills.
Four bills, Senator. Please send your four bills forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator from the 28th. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 914, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to portable electronics insurance.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 915, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to contingency fee contracts.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill Number 916, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to the opening date for school terms.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill Number 917, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to coal ash.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise again?
I have another bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 918, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to working animals.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
All right, Mr. President, Senator from Barry was up to no good. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you recognize the Senator from Newton County for a report.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports from standing committees. Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
I assume this is what they did. President, I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send your report forward, and the reading will be waived.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will vote in one motion.
Mr. President, before I make this final motion, I want to say that this group I sent forward and on the desk is, if not the most, some of the most outstanding people I've ever had the pleasure to have before our committee. I think they'll do a great job. Therefore, Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted. The Senate do give its advisory consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion from the Senator from Newton, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion has passed. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for second reading. Senator from Newton.
Senate Bill 695.
Senate Bill 695, an act relating to the appointment of a teacher representative to State Board of Education.
Education, Senate Bill 696.
Senate Bill 696, an act relating to career and technical education.
Education, Senate Bill 697.
Senate Bill 697, an act relating to bingo.
Progress and development, Senate Bill 698.
Senate Bill 698, an act relating to the labeling of genetically modified food.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 699.
Senate Bill 699, an act relating to the MoHealthNet buy-in for workers with disabilities program.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 700.
Senate Bill 700, an act relating to employment practices relating to gender.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 701.
Senate Bill 701, an act relating to tax credits for the rehabilitation of historic structures.
Economic development, Senate Bill 702.
Senate Bill 702, an act relating to the public availability of voter records.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 703.
Senate Bill 703, an act relating to state bidding for certain entities.
Government reform, Senate Bill 704.
Senate Bill 704, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 705.
Senate Bill 705, an act relating to rate adjustments outside the general rate proceedings for certain public utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 706.
Senate Bill 706, an act relating to the fee collected at the time of sale for lead acid batteries.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 707.
Senate Bill 707, an act relating to vehicle sales.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 708.
Senate Bill 708, an act relating to motor vehicle financial responsibility.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 709.
Senate Bill 709, an act relating to travel hardships of public school pupils.
Education. Senate Bill 710.
Senate Bill 710, an act relating to the offense of driving with prohibited blood alcohol or drug content.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 711.
Senate Bill 711, an act relating to the offense of unlawful transfer of weapons.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 712.
Senate Bill 712, an act relating to child care facilities.
Education, Senate Bill 713.
Senate Bill 713, an act relating to Mo Health Net Services.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 714.
Senate Bill 714, an act relating to abortion.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 715.
Senate Bill 715, an act relating to records involving the care and custody of children.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 716.
Senate Bill 716, an act relating to law enforcement animals.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 717.
Senate Bill 717, an act relating to the establishment of a deer season holiday.
General Laws, Senate Bill 718.
Senate Bill 718, an act relating to maintenance medication.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 719.
Senate Bill 719, an act relating to long-term care facilities.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 720.
Senate Bill 720, an act relating to the disclosure of information on radon hazards to buyers of residential real property.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 721.
Senate Bill 721, an act relating to the statute of limitations for certain claims under workers' compensation laws.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 722.
Senate Bill 722, an act relating to a prescription drug importation study.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 723.
Senate Bill 723, an act relating to sepsis protocols.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 724.
Senate Bill 724, an act relating to a ban on certain selective abortions.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 725.
Senate Bill 725, an act relating to academic freedom of expression.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 726.
Senate Bill 726, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities.
Education, Senate Bill 727.
Senate Bill 727, an act relating to the Comprehensive State Energy Plan.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 728.
Senate Bill 728, an act relating to early childhood education.
Education, Senate Bill 729.
Senate Bill 729, an act relating to monies charged during a coroner's inquest.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 730.
Senate Bill 730, an act relating to rate making for gas corporations.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 731.
Senate Bill 731, an act relating to Mo Health Net Service.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 732.
Senate Bill 732, an act relating to the exemption from attachment of a person's interest in proceeds from a personal injury claim.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 733.
Senate Bill 733, an act relating to the Psychology Interjurisdictional Compact.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 734.
Senate Bill 734, an act relating to the taxation of motor fuel.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 735.
Senate Bill 735, an act relating to workers' compensation premiums.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 736.
Senate Bill 736, an act relating to prohibiting the conditioning of eligibility for certain contracts on a bidder's experience modification factor.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 737.
Senate Bill 737, an act relating to the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 738.
Senate Bill 738, an act relating to consumer credit interest rates.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 739.
Senate Bill 739, an act relating to unpaid leave for victims of certain crimes.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 740.
Senate Bill 740, an act relating to the court disclosing certain consequences prior to accepting a guilty plea.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 741.
Senate Bill 741, an act relating to vaccines.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 742.
Senate Bill 742, an act relating to discriminatory practices against persons convicted of certain offenses.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 743.
Senate Bill 743, an act relating to bonding requirements for treasurers of seven director school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 744.
Senate Bill 744, an act relating to comparable health care service incentive programs.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 745.
Senate Bill 745, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses in collaborative agreements.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 746.
Senate Bill 746, an act relating to animal chiropractic practitioners.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 747.
Senate Bill 747, an act relating to retirement benefits for elected officials.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 748.
Senate Bill 748, an act relating to minimum prison terms.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 749.
Senate Bill 749, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles while using electronic devices.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 750.
Senate Bill 750, an act relating to the filing of false documents.
Judiciary, Criminal, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 751.
Senate Bill 751, an act relating to mandatory arbitration in tort claims against the Department of Transportation.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 752.
Senate Bill 752, an act relating to boat passengers.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 753.
Senate Bill 753, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Judiciary, Civil, Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 754.
Senate Bill 754, an act relating to benefit corporations.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 755.
Senate Bill 755, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles while using electronic devices.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 756.
Senate Bill 756, an act relating to county recording fees.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 757.
Senate Bill 757, an act relating to the Bi-State Metropolitan Development District.
Local Government and Elections. Senate Bill 758.
Senate Bill 758, an act relating to intoxicating liquor.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 759.
Senate Bill 759, an act relating to tuition at public higher education institutions.
Education. Senate Bill 760.
Senate Bill 760, an act relating to mandatory influenza vaccines.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 761.
Senate Bill 761, an act relating to poaching.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 762.
Senate Bill 762, an act relating to a program for the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 763.
Senate Bill 763, an act relating to database for workers' compensation claims.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 764.
Senate Bill 764, an act relating to the free application for federal student aid.
Education.
Senator Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I'd ask the reading be waived and they be printed in the Journal.
There are messages from the Governor, and the printing will be waived, and they will be printed in the Journal. Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
President, please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
They will be referred to gubernatorial appointments. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. That motion carries. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.